This is Beth Dean with John Colby on May 15th, 2012, doing an oral history for the Washington County Museum. Okay, so John, can you tell us about...
I was just talking about the way I found Tektronix. At that time, there was nothing here, not even Intel. In fact, Intel's about the only imported, I think, company that strictly didn't start here. Maybe you can think of others, but anyway, when I got out of the Navy in 51, I needed a job. So I grew up in the Douglas County area and came to Portland to find a job. And I wanted a job in electronics, and I didn't know anything about tech even existed until I went to Chamber of Commerce. And they said, well, this new startup company that's got their place out over the hill in the country is a very I can't think of the word, but a very going operation. So I came out interviewing a job.
What year was this?
1951. And the reason I found Tektronix, so I went into the Chamber of Commerce to, oh, did I? I went through that. Okay. After the quarter was on. Okay, now your turn.
My turn. Okay, so you said you're originally from Douglas County. You moved up here. What was your educational background, and why did you choose tech then? Or why did you choose, you were looking for electronics, it sounds like.
Well, I was in the Navy, and I got the electronic training because I was always interested in electrical things when I grew up. And actually, that's all the formal education I have. I went to night school some, but I did quite well in the electronics Navy school, and well, let's see. Your turn.
Okay. You, in your email, you told me that you worked on second generation, which was oscilloscopes.
Yes.
What, can you describe what that was, what your projects were?
Well, I'll start out with a little bit of history. Jack Murdoch and Howard, where it was a very good combination. Jack was, knew how to work with people, sell, anti-union. He believed in treating customers so they didn't need a union. Anti-government interference. and Howard concentrated on electronics. And they got it. Basically a good team for Howard to work with, the mechanical specialists and about two or three other specialists, so that they left Howard to do most of the work. That's Howard Ballman I'm talking about. Then Tech got into developing various different parts like transformers, coils, capacitors, resistors, and then CRT. This was about 1952, and then they became kind of overextended, and they really depended on this new generation plug-in scopes to financially. And it turned out that it was a success. And they kept on growing. Okay, now your turn.
What did you, how did you, we've heard so many things about the culture of Tektronix, that it was a really, it sort of encouraged innovation, encouraged people to try new things. Do you have stories or memories of working with Howard Vollum in that sense of?
Well, yes. They were free with, as far as the engineers were concerned, we were free to take any part out of the stock that we wanted, to even for our own projects. And well, as long as it didn't happen too much, but and we did, and actually they did a lot of the work at home that ended up being in the oscilloscope. I guess that other people ended up with home projects that turned out to be start off another company, like Winningstead. Well, he comes to mind more.
Yeah.
I should be able to name quite a few. Okay, your turn.
How would you describe Howard Vollum at that time? I remember.
He was very difficult to communicate with. I had that problem. I'm not the only one that had that problem. If you tried to discuss something with him, and if you didn't agree with him, then he'd add up that on his negative list. And after a few times, even if you were right, if you didn't agree with him, that was a negative as far as he was concerned at the time. Mm-hmm. Although later on that I got a very good compliment from him. About 1980, when they did an interview, you probably have that interview?
From the museum, no. I think maybe Oregon Historical Public LPB has it for them.
It was done by Jack, the lawyer.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I'll think of it after a while.
He was horsey.
Oh, that one wasn't on OPB, I don't think. That one was a different one.
Yeah, anyway.
But anyway, go on. I could probably find it and email it to her.
Yeah. That was quite long, a very long interview with Howard that he did. It's all on tape.
The one you're...
I guess the video.
The OPB one, you might have seen.
Spirit of Tech.
Yeah. She's seen that one. Then a whole bunch of you
Jack
old techies
Cassidy's
were on it.
Trying to think of Jack Cassidy. Okay.
Castles.
Castles.
Castle. Jim Castles.
Jim Castles.
Jim Castles.
Yeah.
Jack Cassidy was another person. Well, anyway.
It's a difficult... somewhat difficult to work with, but I mean, Tech had such an amazing success, and what do you account for that?
See that one?
Why was Tech so successful, Tektronix?
Well, why was Tech so successful? I can't point to anything one.
Well, it was the atmosphere mostly, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That encouraged, you were free to really develop whatever your was in your mind and like taking any of the stock you needed to build something. And
I remember developing one instrument. It was low frequency, so you're quite predictable what should happen. We went down the beach and I dug out, this was a brand new 1954 Chevy. I dug out from underneath, the sand underneath it, and crawled in there and one of the pieces of paper I happened to have, and that was what almost exactly the way it was used to manufacture. That was for the curve transistor curve tracer.
Okay.
In fact, I have one in here. It still works.
Yeah. Did you have a mentor or someone at Tech that was that helped you in what you were working on, the projects that you were working on?
No.
You were probably more of a mentor for some of the others.
Oh, okay.
I was in some cases, I guess.
Because I know the person who recommended that we interview you said that you were one of Howard Baum's top engineers.
That's right.
So how, I guess, what projects stand out to you most that you worked on or maybe that you helped develop?
The circuits I went into, this is what we call the new generation oscilloscopes, and I've got this. I wrote up, I wrote myself as the third party observer in this write-up, and that's all the instruments we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
It's not intended for this purpose, but it's kind of technical.
Yeah. Is this something that I can take back to the
sure.
museum? Great.
And see, these were the different plugins. I mean, different instruments. 531. 535, 545. So on.
Okay.
That was what we called the new generation.
Now, did you work for any other companies beside Tech, or was your whole career at Tektronix?
Well, I was part of a light dimming company for a little while, but I didn't electronics diversified. And that was after it. Got fired from Tech. No, not
okay.
really quite.
Not fired.
You went on leave.
Not quite, but because I went on leave and didn't show up. I mean, I didn't renew my...
You weren't technically fired. You even got a pin.
And this is what Miles...
Okay.
Miles Tippery was one of the... first four, I think, Tech. And this is what he wrote, quite a book about himself mainly.
Oh, okay.
It included Tech, but three fourths of it, I think, was about his own.
His life.
His own life.
Hmm.
And this is
just
what
another.
He had to say.
Great.
She kept that for the kids.
That's interesting. What do you think during your career, what were the greatest technological advances that you witnessed happening, I guess from the 50s on?
Well, the circuitry for these oscilloscopes.
Do you have any thoughts about the things that are happening now in high-tech industry?
Any interest?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not very good at it. She keeps up more on the operation of computers. She's a better computer, so.
No, I'm not really.
Than I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's more interested in the insides of
right.
equipment, not what he can type in. Anybody can type and do
I
that.
I can't even find the T's.
He's interested in the mechanisms, how things work.
I see. So one of the questions, and I think you started off saying this before we turned the recorder on, but if there's some connection to why the silicon forest happened in Washington County.
Well, obviously it was because of the electronics that grew out from around the tech, and they would have gone to the east side if they, it was kind of the toss of coins, I think. Probably they found a place cheaper to build out here.
So you think it's mostly the spin-offs from the people that left tech?
Hmm?
There are a lot of people that left tech and developed their own companies.
Yes, directly. Roger Jenkins is another one I was trying to think of, the organ. But he and Howard did that together.
Did what?
Oh, okay.
What did they do?
Roger's.
What did he do?
Started Rogers Oregon.
Oh, instruments, yeah.
Okay.
As one of the first ones.
Okay.
And maybe it was the first one. Because Howard and him were there discussing it at the Howard at Rogers bench quite often.
Someone described to us that it was not competitive, it was sort of a supportive atmosphere that spin-offs were encouraged almost by Howard Ball.
That somebody said that the spin-offs were encouraged by Howard or whoever.
They had a department that took care of these spin-offs later on. The first ones they didn't do it formally at all. And they would keep an interest in it, I think, stock interest.
So they had
I wouldn't say it was exactly encouraged, but it wasn't discouraged very much, if any.
And what was the department?
I don't know what they call themselves.
But they helped people that wanted to start the new companies?
They do the paperwork, formal lawyer work.
Oh.
And I wasn't involved in that. I don't really know.
Who else would have been able to answer some of these questions? Who else could answer some of her questions? Is there anybody left?
There's actually nobody that I work with, except I think maybe Dean Kidd, and he's not very well.
So what is your connection with Oak Knoll Winery?
Okay.
This is completely different. I know these are two entirely separate things, but
I considered meeting you out there, because I knew you, or had said, well, I was working, of course, as an engineer, and Ron Volstick was working in the building switches for engineering, and we lived next to each other, and he started making home wine, and I liked the wine, so we bought the place here. He saw that old barn over here, and we said, well, why don't we start a winery? You use that barn. And then about that real shortly after that, I went to town with the neighbor here, and he went by where the winery is now, and I saw this sign for sale, the dairy barn. That would make a lot better winery. And we checked in on it, and we bought the whole place for, including the house and the original building, for I think $37,500.
What year was this?
1968. It was the same time. It was about the same time we bought this place, wasn't it?
It was right after we bought this.
So it was 69.
About, maybe it was 70, 71.
Yeah.
Then wine was incorporated. Oh, we almost didn't get it because county rules.
Okay.
And the Homer yeah, I don't think you knew him.
I don't recognize.
The news route, Newsway, or it was part of the county, so he managed to get the rules changed or something so that we could start it.
Hmm.
So that almost didn't get going.
And it became the first winery in Washington County, I read. It was on the website, I think.
I don't know.
Something. I think Ponzi thinks they were, but I think we beat Ponzi.
The Honeywood, I think, in Salem was a big one.
Hmm.
Yeah, but that wasn't in Washington County. She's talking about Washington County.
I know.
Yeah.
It very probably was. Most of them were Yam Hill and...
It's further south, yeah.
Further south.
So you worked in high tech, but your hobby, well, it's not, maybe not a hobby, but was kind of helping set the winery up.
Mm-hmm.
Very distinct.
Yeah.
Hmm. What other memories do you have of that, of working in Tektronix? I guess I'm just getting at maybe stories or memories that you have of a project.
Well, isn't some of that in your...
Is it in the...
In this other piece of paper?
Okay.
Oh, as you remember it. Great. Was it... when you very first started... I'm trying to imagine what Tektronix was like at the very beginning. Was it, I mean, you obviously worked up to becoming a top engineer. What else was happening at the time there? Oscilloscopes, mostly?
Well, I was considered a production worker, testing and fixing if there was a problem.
What were they producing besides the oscilloscopes?
Well, either the oscilloscope was basically it, except produced several different square wave and timing circuit generators that you used to calibrate and test the oscilloscope.
Did they sell those to other companies? They must have.
Hmm.
Did they sell them to, like...
Yes. They sell them to...
Motorola?
Because a lot of the customers were big, and some of them were overseas, quite a few, actually. And they have their own test and calibration department, so they'd need these tests.
Was HP one of them, or not?
HP had also customers overseas. Sometimes the same distributors, Tektronix had, but that was before they got into the scope business. They started out that way.
Hmm.
We got another little story about the we didn't print that one out.
I don't know, what was it?
Hmm. The one you did in Brigo, I think.
Oh, you mean you wrote another little thing?
Oh, anyway.
It's pretty much what's in there.
It's in here.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Well, this is great because we can use this when we're putting together. Hopefully, we're going to be doing a small exhibit about the history of Silicon Forest in Washington County. Have you visited our museum?
Where is it?
It's right. Currently, it's on the Rock Creek campus of PCC.
No, I haven't.
And we're very small. We're trying to move downtown Hillsboro soon.
Do you understand where it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that way. It's off 185th, somewhere up there.
26 and 185th.
Yeah.
But this is really good because we can take this information and we're looking at local history.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
we have our own little museum.
Tech museum. Yeah, do you know about the vintage tech?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that
she knows about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you worked on that?
I have some, yeah.
Okay.
He's helped.
I'm pretty well known out there.
Okay. Yeah, that's on Beaverton Hillsdale.
Yeah. They're open Fridays.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, basically only Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Multnomah County.
To the public.
Mm-hmm. Near Washington County.
Yeah.
Great. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add to?
Mm.
I mean, that's a broad question.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of information in here. I need to.
Yeah, a lot of it technical.
Mm-hmm.
But.
The history.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to print out? No.
I don't think so. If I do a little more looking, I might find something, then I could email. I think I've got your email address.
Okay, yeah.
Because you
had
emailed back and forth, sure.
Right.
We'll have to stop by and see what you got. Are you open?
We are. Right now we're very small. We have a comic book artist exhibit, if you like comic books. It's a guy who lives in Tigard who draws for like Batman, Superman.
Mm. Our kids are everywhere.
Kids, like, it's for kids. Yeah.
No, the tech had a comic strip to demonstrate in the instruction manuals.
Really?
Oh, isn't that on the website, John? John?
Huh?
Isn't some of that information on the Vintage Tech website?
I don't know. I might have some.
That's good to look for.
Mm.
Yeah. I know I saw I saw stuff on the internet, some of this cartoon. And they may, at the Tech Museum, the Vintage Tech Museum, they may have some of that.
That would be a good connection between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it really was from Washington County, not Multnomah County.
Who started that museum? I don't know.
I think Ed Sinclair and Stan Griffiths. Did Ed Sinclair and Stan start the Vintage Tech?
Yes.
Yeah.
I and thought they might have some.
And some help from a lot of ex-techies.
Mm-hmm. Actually, this is the the manual that's almost explains that what the each instrument is.
Oh wow.
I thought maybe I'd find it.
531, 541. Huh. Yeah, this means nothing to someone
right.
who's not a
Yeah, that's doesn't mean anything to me either. My mind doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this is 1956 catalog.
Oh wow.
And that explains a whole bunch of them.
Huh. Do you still make things today outside on the what are you working on?
He's got stuff all over. He's got stuff in the barn. He's got stuff in the, inside the house.
Yeah, show you a real
project room. And he's and then of course he always works out in the front door.
Yeah. Why not? Bring this.
It's supposed to be welcome, pleasant entrance.